So this truly was a historic address. And in fact, the Pope referenced history several times. So let's listen to one more moment from Pope Francis's speech, because when he was calling for compassion and openness on immigration, it boiled down to this.
The yardstick we use for others will be the yardstick which time used for us.
Michael Capuano is with us now. He represents Massachusetts 7th District. Congressman Capuano, great to have you back on the show.
Always a pleasure.
So what was it like for you to witness this historic speech?
I hope it was as moving to me as it was to everyone else. I mean, I've been a little jaded on some of these speeches to a certain extent. Many of these speeches are pretty routine. You don't expect to hear anything other than what you expect to hear. Today, obviously, the Pope is a little bit different leader than we usually get. And I actually think, and no one could disagree with pretty much anything he said today. Even on the most controversial issues, he treated them in such a way that was not offensive to anyone. You could disagree with without feeling less of a person. I thought it was a perfect speech I was glad to be able to hear.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because to me, it felt a lot like he was sort of the iron fist inside a velvet glove. Because like you said, on the surface of it, it's hard to disagree with anything that he said. But on the other hand, you know, more than half of Congress probably does disagree with him on critical issues. Death penalty, on immigration. I mean, last time you were on our show, you said this was before the speech. You said that you looked forward to hearing him make certain members of Congress maybe a little uncomfortable. Do you think that happened?
I think he did. Sure he did. I mean, having been raised Catholic, I mean, I was raised at a time when the Catholic Church, for the most part, focused on taking care of the poor and people in difficulties. And today we heard more of that. And I think the Congress has done a very poor job of keeping that in mind in the recent past. We tend to focus on other aspects of what some people think we need, which is to slash budgets and spend no dollars and keep it all for myself. My own personal wealth is the only thing that's important. And I think the Pope hopefully reminded a few people, maybe made them a little uncomfortable, that there are other things we should be keeping in mind as we make these important votes.
There was a lot of polite applause there, but I want to ask you a question that Anthony asked Representative Catherine Clark about whether or not anything that the pontiff said today is going to make a difference in terms of how Congress operates. I mean, Catherine Clark said she hopes so, that it was a historical speech, but nevertheless, Congress is at a historic low in terms of how it actually functions. Do you share that sort of same divided optimism?
Well, I mean, you always hope so. I mean, I think that if you actually listen to most politicians, you have to believe that we are all optimists. I don't see how anyone could be in elective office without thinking that the world could be better tomorrow than it is today. And I think the Pope called us to a higher level. Now, again, I don't think anything changes with one speech, but I do think that this Pope in particular has been focusing on these issues a lot more than his predecessors, his recent predecessors. And I think one step at a time, it will build a better society. Even today, it wasn't just Catholics listening to the Pope. I mean, it wasn't a religious item. It was more of a call to the heart. I think any person of even the slightest religion, even those people that don't consider themselves religious at all, have to have heard that speech and hopefully be called to a higher plane for an individual, if not a religious believer. So I don't think that one speech is going to change anything by anybody, but this Pope is not going to stop. At least I hope he doesn't stop. I think little by little, as he refocuses the world on what I would consider to be the more important issues that we face, I hope the whole thing is about a battle of hearts and minds, and I think Pope has a lot of influence on that aspect.
Yeah. Congressman, I did feel as if there were times, though, where the Pope was almost acting like he was ministering to Congress itself, you know, when he was talking about dialogue and openness and pragmatism. I mean, you remember that part where he said that a good political leader is one with the interests of all in mind, and that you grab the spirit of a moment of openness and initiate processes rather than possessing space? I mean,
absolutely right. I think he's absolutely right. I think that, again, too many people in politics tend to think that it's all about the moment, it's all about where I am positioned relative to this given poll, as opposed to try to do the best they can, knowing full well that we cannot please everyone. And on occasion, we should be taking votes based on what we think is best, not what we think is necessarily politically expedient. And I'd like to think that the Pope was calling us to that level.
Yeah. You know, final question to you, Congressman, because one thing that we haven't talked about, which was actually kind of a central framework of Pope Francis's speech today, was that he referenced four great Americans. And it basically told the United States to look to its own history in terms of how we can affect progress. Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King, Doris Day, and the Catholic priest Thomas Merton. What'd you make of his choice of those four Americans?
Well, very interesting. I don't know much about the last two, a little bit. I knew who they were, but I don't know much about their works. But I think it's important, whenever you give a speech, to try to relate to the people who are listening to it. Otherwise, it just becomes a lecture, and a lecture most people will glaze over. If you try to relate to the people by talking to them from an experience that they might have seen or felt, again, Martin Luther King, Abraham Lincoln, those are two people that I think every American must have a good feeling about it, have some idea in their own mind what they think they were about. The last two, again, I think maybe need a little bit more explanation to some people, but most everybody understands what the Catholic Relief Society is all about, at least the concept of it, and we're not the only ones that have that. Other religions have similar callings. Father Merton was all about philosophy, a little bit heavier. Mm-hmm. So I think that the concept of trying to address people in their own social framework, especially for an international leader like the Pope, I think is critical. And again, I thought it was well done.
And in my haste earlier, I accidentally said Doris Day when I meant to say Dorothy Day. My apologies.
I mean, obviously, there's a little communication issue with the Pope, too. And I think I felt the same way. It's like, wait a minute, Doris Day? Wait a minute. I realized a few minutes later, I didn't know her name. I know the association, obviously. I didn't catch her name either. So you weren't alone.
Well, apparently he's opening a lot of people's minds, because I see on Twitter that even the words Thomas Merton are trending in Boston. So that's great. Congressman Michael Capuano, representative from Massachusetts 7th District. Always great to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Stay with us. There's a lot more ahead. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.